lineup now. Bobby Bonds is with the ball club, limping badly, will probably not play in this series. Al Lanier is not with the Giants. What was diagnosed as a severely upset stomach has kept him in the hospital in St. Louis. But Don McMahon and Mike Davison are able to play. Bobby Taylor will be in left field. Ron Hunt at second base. Willie Mays, center field. Willie McCovey, first base. Kenny Henderson, right field. Dick Deitch, catching. Tito Fuentes at second. Bob Heitz at shortstop. Juan Marichal will be doing the pitching. Now for the Chicago Cubs, leading the Eastern Division, it will be Kessinger at shortstop, Beckert at second base, Williams left field, Hickman first base, Callison right field, Sato third base, Hyatt catching, Leo James in center field, Ferguson Jenkins is the pitcher, and here is our national anthem. People here and all singing our national anthem. Juan Marichal will have something new going for him today. You've undoubtedly heard of Medics Alert over in Turlock, California. Well, Juan has joined the group. Gil Hodges, for instance, wears the medallion, telling that he has had a heart attack and how to treat him. And Juan has wearing identification that says under no circumstances should he ever be subjected to penicillin in any form. And we hope that that'll be a good omen for Juan today. He's worked hard, probably the hardest working athlete in the league, in trying to get himself in condition. But up until now, he has been in a weakened condition and unable to really pop with the fastball. Marv Rexford of 1281 Alameda in Redwood City sends us a note. Tell all the switchmen in San Francisco and the Southern Pacific not to fear, Rex is here. And we've called him. Bobby Taylor to lead off against Ferguson Jenkins, who has not had a phenomenal year. But there's a lot of this year left, something like 4 months. Become a 20-game winner. He delivers to Bobby Taylor, who takes outside. $2,000 on the line today. The next delivery to Taylor is low and outside. Westrum is coaching at first. Ozzie Virgil over at third. Big, powerful right-handed Ferguson Jenkins. Throws again. Bobby Taylor takes the strike. 6-0. calling the balls and strikes. Gorman at first, Steiner at second, Billy Williams at third. The 2-1 delivery. Taylor pops it foul out of play, and the count goes to 2-2. Ladies stay here also, expecting big crowds over the weekend, and Chicago has been promised good weather. Jenkins fires. Taylor taps it right back to Fergie Jenkins, who throws the first base. Ron Hunt will be the triumph batter. I guess you heard that in the background. The official Chicago temperature at this time is 70 degrees. The pitch to Ron Hunt is fouled away. Taylor was batting 263. Hunt is up with an average of 287. Jack Hyatt, who has been opposing the Giants several times this year, is behind the plate wearing number 21. The 0-1 delivery. Hunt takes it low. It's a ball for a 1-1. Ball and a strike. Jenkins delivers again. Hunt takes low and inside, ball two. Here's the pitch. Ron takes low for ball three. Jenkins has a record of 4-7, and we all know that his usual performance, he's far better than that. 3-1 delivery. Hunt is on there. Ball four. Fans, F310 additive, now in all Chevron gasoline, turns dirty exhaust into good clean mileage. A significant step towards solving one. Willie Mays at 272. Has scored 1,859 runs. The pitch inside of this right-handed batter for ball one. Willie McCovey will follow. Mel Ott has won 1,859 runs ahead in his career. Mays not only can pass Mel Ott today, he can also. He drives one in the right center field that James is chasing over for, and he points it out. Mays is bearing down also on the 3,000 hit mark. Will be Willie McCovey at 238, 48 walks, 16 of them intentional, 44 runs batted in. The Cubs are giving McCovey all of the third base line on the infield, but Billy Williams does not shift in left. Jenkins ready, throws. McCovey takes low for ball one. One ball and no strikes, the next delivery. McCovey attempts to bunt it down the third baseline and fouls it off. He may try it again because Kenny Henderson's been hitting. Jenkins throws. McCovey sends a high drive to deep left. Playable for Billy Williams. The left fielder makes the catch and the strategy is No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner is left on. We go to the bottom of the first inning with the Chicago Cubs coming to bat, and there is no score. It'll be Don Cassinger, Glenn Beckert, and Billy Williams for the Chicago Cubs as the Giants have Hunt at third, Tice at shortstop for what is at second, McCovey at first. One of the fellows that just goes on day in and day out playing super baseball is the shortstop Don Cassinger. Is hitting an overall 310, 314 left-handed, 286 right-handed, and his double play partner, Glenn Beckert, batting 295, and they represent a lot of runs. Ernie Banks more than likely will not appear in this series. He has a twisted knee, and Jim Hickman has taken up the slack and is playing great first base. By Marichal, and the pitch to Beckert, or rather to Kessinger, is inside for ball one. T-shirt day, June 13th at Candlestick Park. All youngsters 14 and under. T-shirts with the Giant emblem on them. Marichal delivers again. Kessinger pops it up, and it's not playable. It's fouled back into the seats. Dick Deese working behind the plate. And Juan Marichal facing the switch hitting. Don Kessinger is into the windup and throws again. That's lined in the left field for a base hit. Bobby Taylor up with it, fires it back to the infield. And the batter will be Glenn Beckert. With a batting average of 295. Very fine hit and run man, and Kessinger can steal. Here's the stretch for Marichal. He delivers to Beckert. Low and inside, ball one. To the set position. There goes Kessinger. The ball is hit the shortstop. He will beat it out. They got Heist going the wrong way to go over and cover second base, and Heist had to retreat to deep short, stopped the ball, kept it from going through, but Beckert beats it out, and that's what makes the Cubs so tough. Is this hit and run combination? Here's Billy Wood. Williams at 298 is having his best home run year for this stage of the campaign. 15 runs, home runs, 47 runs batted in. A left-handed hitter with Jim Hickman to follow. The lead at second base and at first. The Giants don't figure Billy Williams is up here to sacrifice. Very little breeze blowing. Marichal comes to the set position. He delivers to Williams a slow curve, high and outside, ball one. So Eddie's in height in double play position. Peanuts Lowry coaching over at third. At first base, Joey Amalfitano. Now the stretch. The delivery to Williams is a strike over the outside of the knee. On a strike. Mayes is straight away in deep in center field. Henderson deep in right. Marichal looks and throws to Billy Williams. A slow curve, but he golfs foul down the right field line. So the count is 1-2. You get the idea that we're yelling at you. We almost are because of the acoustics here in Wrigley Field with all of these wonderful fans here. They make a lot of noise, and we try to get above them. Marichal falls to Williams and misses inside. It's ball two and strike two. That's the pitch that he wanted for the strikeout pitch. They try to pitch Williams inside a lot, which might seem strange to do to a left-handed power hitter, but Billy likes the ball away from him, out towards the middle of the plate or toward the outside corner. Hits to all fields. Marichal throws. Williams swings as the line drives foul down the left field line. Beckert is on at first. Kessinger is on at second. Nobody down. The Giants did not get a hit in the first inning. Now the count 2-2. Nick Pelosi takes time out and walks out and dusts off the plate. Messenger and Beckert both lead. Marichal looks them over, delivers to Billy Williams, swings and grounds it to McCovey. Throws to second base, off the glove of Bob Heist. One run scores, and coming to third base is Beckert. And the ball appeared to hit Heist right in the glove. But we will leave it up to the official score to call it. There has to be an error sometime. They give the error to Willie McCovey. No run batted in. And if you'd like a handy ticket to list them off and call numbers, call your local telephone business office. Just ask your service representative for a free copy of the personal directory. The ball hit high straight in the glove as he was stretching, but they've given the error to McCovey. And here is Jim Hickman, who has been the big surprise of the year with his big bat. McCovey to face the right-handed hitting first baseman. There goes a long high drive to deep right field. Henderson is back to the fence. Jumps up across the fence. Bays picked up. One run scores. Billy Williams comes around to third. And it's a double off the right field fence by Jim Hickman, and Chicago leads 2-0. Hits the first pitch, a high fastball to the outside, and rode it off the right center field wall. Henderson bumped the wall, but he was not running into it, but he is shaken up a bit, and trainer Al Wilder will come out to check the condition of Kenny Hendricks. Boy, Hickman is for real. Is a fellow that bounced around for a long time until he got a job, and boy, what a job he's doing. That's his 31st run batted in. His ninth double. And the batter will be right fielder Johnny Callison with runners at second and third. And Frank Rehberger throwing in the Giants bullpen. Johnny Callison stands in. Callison has 6 home runs, 27 runs batted in. Billy Williams came to third. Hickman is on at second. And here's the windup in the pitch for Marischal. A high curve outside for ball one. Deese with a target. Now Marischal throws again. Callison bounds it foul over into the Giants dugout. The official score has said now that they're going to check and see if Bobby Heiss or Willie McCovey gets the error. And that'll take a little while to do some checking on that. Ball and a strike to the left-handed batting John Callison. The Giants with the left side of the infield in. The right side back. Callison, a standout for so many years with the Philadelphia Phillies. The 1-1 delivery to Callison. Sent high in the air in the short left field. And Bobby Taylor is coming in as Billy Williams tags. And Taylor fires right into the plate. And no chance for Williams to advance. And Santo will be the batter. Bobby Taylor threw correctly to the cutoff man, Willie McCovey. Now they will. Now let's see. Are they going to put Santo on to get it jacked higher? Apparently, they will pitch to around Santo. Batting 237, 27 runs batted in, and 237 and 27 runs batted in for Santo represents a bad year. He's usually around the 300 mark. The delivery. Santo takes outside for ball one. Williams is at third, Hickman is at second. The Cubs lead 2-0. Marischal trying to reach back and get it. Winds and delivers to Ron. That's low for ball two, and the count goes to 2-0. Maybe they're walking Santo intentionally without making it the four wide ones. Rehberger throws in the bullpen. Marischal winds. He delivers to Santo. Ron takes a call strike. Williams at third. Hickman at second. The windup by Marischal, the next delivery to Santo, swung on, bounded foul. Past third base, and the count is 2-2. Santo, the eminent tycoon of the pizza market here in Chicago, NHL studies a long time, hands on his knees, winds and throws to Santo. Inside for a ball for him, the count goes to 3-2. Santo has 4 home runs, 9 doubles, 2 triples. Billy Williams bluffing down the line at third. Marischal pitching very carefully, only one out. He delivers to Santo. The pitch is swung on and bounded to the right side. For Whiting has it. Throws him out. Billy Williams scores, and Jack Hyatt will be the batter as the Cubs lead 3-0. Hyatt is batting .269 overall. Only .180 with the Chicago Cubs. Total of 11 runs batted in. Hickman, number 23, leading down the line at third base. Marischal pours it in. Hyatt tries to run it, lays it down perfectly, and beats it out. Perfect putt down the third baseline. Leo James with a batting average of .145. More or less the Cubs' regular center fielder is the batter. Jack Hyatt batting in a run with a well-placed bunt on two outs. Marischal ready to pitch to James. Looks at first, throws to the plate. James slugs it into left field for a base hit. Picked up by Bobby Taylor. Hyatt stops at second. The ninth batter up will be Ferguson Jenkins. With 2-for-28, runners at first and second. And Marischal down 4-0, faces his ninth man. The Cubs have 5 hits. The delivery, a curveball hit down to Ron Hunt, who flips to Pawanis at second. James is fourth, and the side is retired. What a nightmare for a great pitcher like Ron Marischal when he hasn't got his good stuff. 4 runs, 5 hits, 1 Giants error, 2 left on. At the end of one inning, the Cubs lead 4-0. Kenny Henderson will face Ferguson Jenkins, followed by Dick Dietz and Tito Fuentes as we pause for station identification. This is the Golden West Radio Network.
I am Terry McGovern, and you can hear me every morning from 6 until 9 o'clock, right here on
KSFO in San Francisco.
A slightly earlier start tomorrow. We'll be on the air Pacific Daylight Time at 10:55. Henderson, the Giants' right fielder today, ready to face Ferguson Jenkins. Goes into his windup, does Jenkins, and Henderson takes outside and high for ball one. The next pitch, Henderson checks, the ball hits the bat and foul to the backstop, and it's 1-1. Now the 1-1 delivery. Kenny takes low and inside. Ball 2. 2-1 pitch. Breaking pitch. A let-up. Strike two call. Ready for the 2-2 delivery. The pitch to Henderson. Low and outside. Ball three. Change of the scoring in the first inning. Give the error to Bob Heiss. Give Willie McCovey an assist. 3-2 pitch to Henderson. And hit deep to center field. Far back goes James. And you can tell that one, bye-bye, baby. Kenny Henderson reaching for a low inside pitch and stroked it into the center field bleachers 400 feet away. And the Giants are on the scoreboard. Number 9 for Ken Henderson. Dick Deitch will be the batter. Play Laura Lark's home run for the money this week and every week. Get your entry in by Friday for drawings beginning on the following Friday. And remember, you can enter as often as you like. Now Dick Deitch will be the batter. Jenkins throws to Dick. Blow it inside for ball one. Berge throws again. Deitch takes a strike. Nobody on, nobody out. 4-1, the Cubs lead. One and one pitch, a check swing, and a foul back. Jack Hyatt runs out to talk to Ferguson Jenkins. Deitch with an average of 346. And ready for the 1-2 delivery. Low and inside. Count of 2-2. Henderson's home run, his ninth. The Giants' 65th. Henderson has 39 runs batted in. Two balls, two strikes to the Giants' catcher, Dick Deitch, with Tito Fuentes to follow. Here's the pitch by Berkey. Deitch with a good eye takes low for ball three. Jenkins went to 3-2 on Henderson. Here's the 3-2 delivery. Deep swings, line drive, base hit. Into right center field. He might try for two. He's on his way to second base, and he is in with a stand-up double. Deep's 10th double, his 57th hit. And Tito Fuentes will be the batter. Batting 244. And the stretch, the pitch. Tito swings on a breaking pitch, strike one. Four to one, the Cubs lead. Deitch with his latest second. Fuentes should try to move him over. Here's the delivery. Outside, it misses for a ball. Jenkins is disturbed. So is catcher Jack Hyatt. One ball and one strike to count. Now the 1-1 pitch. Tito checks, the ball hits the bat and fouls over against the front of the stand. Fuentes has 16 runs batted in. Here's the pitch. One is trying to go to right field, fouls it off. Callison is playing in very shallow right. Billy Williams playing well back in left. Leo James in straightaway center. Now Fergie throws. There's a swing and a foul at the plate. One ball, two strikes to number 29 for Whitey's. Dietz in harvesting position at second. Fergie ready throw. Gito swings, base hit to left field, and that may go through for two. Here comes Dietz to score. Fuentes holds with a long single, and it's a 4-2 ball. Nobody down. Bob Heist will be the batter. Three consecutive hits off Ferguson Jenkins. The Giants bouncing back in the ballgame. 17th run batted in for Fuentes. And there will be immediate activity in the Cubs' bullpen. Bob Heist at the plate with an average of 236. Jenkins throws to Heist, swings and sends a high drive to left field. Billy Williams near the wall is ready and makes the catch. Heist hit that ball a long way. Juan Marichal will be the Giants batter. The Giants down by two at 4-2. Archie Reynolds is throwing in the bullpen. There's the lead at first. The pitch to Marichal. Hit toward center field. Backhanded by Becker. Going to second. A beautiful stop as Marichal almost hit one through for a base hit. While those Cubs can kill you up the middle with Glenn Beckert and Kessinger, I don't believe Kessinger realized he had the double play possibility at first. He was concentrating on getting the out at second. But he didn't throw to first, although from here it appeared he could have had Marichal. Bobby Taylor, who bounced out his first time, will be the Giants batter. Left-handed hitter against a right-handed pitcher. The delivery. Taylor takes a foul strike. There's one place you can't hide, and that's out in that middle of that diamond. Here's the delivery. Taylor takes low. When you don't have it, when you don't have the extra stuff, these big league hitters will find it out and find it out in a hurry. Accounts a ball on a strike to number 31, Bobby Taylor. Marichal with his jacket on leads it first. Taylor hits a slow hopper to Santo. Ron takes his time, throws to first. Taylor is retired. And so are the Giants. With two runs on three hits, no errors, and one runner left, and we go to the bottom of inning number two, top of the batting order coming up, and the score of the ball game, 4-2 Chicago. Now the top of the order. We have checked with the official score, and only one of the Cubs' runs in the first inning was an earned run, but they're really on that scoreboard just the same. Kessinger will be the batter. Thank you. Jackson here singled hard to left field his first time. A left-handed batter who can really shoot those line drives to left field. The pitch by Marischal, a fastball is low ball one. Number 11, Kessinger. Marischal's next delivery. Kessinger hits a long drive to deep right. Tanner Henderson is back. He has it for out number one. The wind is blowing in just enough. And I believe that it kept Hickman's ball from going into the seat. And it kept that ball from hitting the wall. There's a 13-mile-an-hour wind, which is a mirror breeze in Chicago. That doesn't appear to be a 13-mile-an-hour breeze, but that's what they've announced. The pitch to Becker, low for ball one.
We just checked, Russ. It's 12.9.
12.9. Just shut your mic and sit over there. Now the 1-0 delivery. As Marischal cuts it loose for the plate, Beckert hits a fly ball to right field, routine style. Henderson has that for out number two. And Billy Williams will be the batter. Billy Williams. And the stretch by Marischal, the pitch. A letup for a foul strike. Four two, Chicago leading. Now the 0-1 delivery. Billy Williams sends a routine fly ball to center field. Willie Mays circles out there in the sun and makes the catch to retire the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We've gone two innings at Wrigley Field in Chicago with the score of the ball game. The Cubs 4, the Giants 2.